Should a teacher's learning process ever come to a stop? The best teachers would say no, that an educator's devotion to learning should continue throughout their career. But with so many daily demands on a teacher's time, both in and out of the classroom, how can they possibly stay current on subjects that are always in flux, like math and science? That's where a revolutionary project headquartered inside Biosphere 2 comes into play. It's helping teachers to not only learn what's new, but also to teach it in the classroom. Here are instructors and teachers, Brianna Greisinger and Greg Stafford, to tell us more.
The Arizona Center for STEM Teachers is a program developed for all K-12 Arizona teachers that work in the areas of STEM. So for our elementary school teachers, that applies to them. And for our middle and high school teachers, it applies to anybody that teaches science, technology, engineering, or mathematics in our classrooms in Arizona.
And about 4 years ago, we were given a grant through the Science Foundation Arizona on getting teachers that are actively in the classroom in Arizona to come down to the Biosphere, which is a very unique environment because of its U of A's research component, along with the history about how it's been a research institute. And we bring them down there for a one in a million unique experience to talk with other colleagues who teach similar subjects as they do. And then we try to help them out with content knowledge or pedagogy or just collaboration. And it's a real collegial environment because they're essentially locked in for 2 weeks, but we don't let them know that they can actually leave.
We do, our predominant piece is our summer institute, which is usually about a 2 to 2.5 week long summer institute where we bring a select group of teachers and teachers apply to come. We selected 36 teachers to come to our summer institute last summer.
One of the things that we do at the Biosphere with the teachers is to help them with their practice, help them with their questioning techniques, help them with designing activities and lessons so that when they get back into the classroom, they have a better understanding about how to work with their own students. We give them the tools and the opportunities to be successful and fail and then be successful through that type of process. And so they then begin to understand how their students feel and how their students would work through a type of activity in a safe but yet nurturing environment where, you know, at the end, everybody can try to find some success. This past summer, we had a couple of ladies who had come to the Biosphere who were very not techno-savvy. They had a hard time even starting to work with an iPad. They'd never seen one before. They never touched one. They were worried they were going to break it. And by the time that they left our two-week workshop, they were feeling very confident. They knew they could put it in the hands of their students. They felt like they could go off starting in August with their students and not be scared of technology.
Well, I know that one great piece of our Summer Institute for our teachers is the fact that they get to do their own research inside the Biosphere, under the glass is what we call it. And we give them opportunity to go inside the Biosphere and kind of have free reign and decide what they think is the coolest part about it. And so I don't know about you, Greg, but I think that when I talk to teachers who have been past participants, that's one of the main things that they mention is the fact that they got to feel like a real scientist. And a lot of teachers never had that opportunity.
And I would agree with you because the collaboration with teachers who don't talk physics shop all the time has helped me understand a lot about my students. They're first-time physics takers. I know when they ask a question, even if it's the 12th time that I've heard the question that day, this is the first time they've asked it. And it's the same thing with the participants and the teachers that come to Biosphere 2 for the summer with us. When they're asking a question, they're feeling vulnerable, they're opening themselves up, they're taking a risk by asking a question, and I have a greater appreciation for what are you trying to ask? I'm going to be patient with you. I'm not going to shut you off like, of course, everybody knows that, because that's not right. The way in which it works is you take a risk, you take a chance, and I've come to understand not only with our teachers who take that risk and take that chance, but also I can translate that back to my classroom of saying, okay, this is the fourth time this kid has asked this question. Perhaps the other three times that I've tried to share how that works didn't click with him. I need to figure out something else, and I'm going to be able to be a better teacher because I've learned why they're asking questions.
When I think about the budget cuts in connection with my classroom, they've been pretty severe. When I think about my district that I work in, the budget cuts have severely affected professional development and the opportunities that teachers have to get quality professional development. And so one thing that is most important about our center is the fact that we're providing this professional development to teachers who apply and get selected, and it's free for them. We treat teachers in a valued way. We value teachers very much, and we want them to know it.
That was Brianna Greisinger and Greg Stafford, who both teach in the classroom and who are lead teachers at the Arizona Center for STEM Teachers.